Todd Holtman, DTN Market Analyst, comments on Monday's higher soybeans and corn markets.
Southern Brazil and Argentina did get some scattered showers over the weekend, but it looks by the forecast that's probably going to be it for about at least the next 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. So strongly higher day to day. Once again, corn and soybean meal actually leading the way, helping pull soybeans higher. Soybeans and soybean meal in the March contracts did score new contract highs.
And higher cash cattle trade last week helped to give the live cattle market, some support on Monday. And feeder cattle futures were pressured by the higher corn market.
Yes. Well, in cattle, we had a quieter day. The stock market was a little bit lower early, and then it's turned a little bit higher. So outside market influences are fairly quiet to start the week. We're still getting support from last week's higher cash trade that came in roughly $3 to $4 higher in the south and $4 higher in the north. So cattle's been doing better in that extent. We've also seen a little better slaughter pace overall. Looking at the hog markets, that's where the real bullishness still is. And it just looks like there just aren't the hogs out there to satisfy demand. We keep scoring new highs. Once again, in the April contract, and we also saw the pork cutout values up about $4 today.
Todd Holtman, DTN Market Analyst.